The Skagway Assembly discusses an Ida lease proposal and an artist who's been visiting Haines for nearly 20 years. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly has finalized its proposal for a post-2023 lease of the ore terminal to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Skagway reporter Jim Devereaux has this report.
In an August 2nd Skagway Borough Assembly meeting, the Assembly passed the first reading of an ordinance that would put a proposed Ada lease on the October regularly scheduled election ballot. Ada wanted the lease to ensure that the authority would be able to use Skagway's ore terminal after its lease with the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad ends in 2023. Ada currently controls the ore terminal and leases the land from White Pass. As stated in the ordinance, the municipality of Skagway wants the lease to last for a period of no longer than 35 years. The proposed lease would begin on March 19, 2023 at the latest. According to the ordinance, rent for the initial rental period would be an annual fee of 10% of the fair market value of the leased land. The proposed lease would also require Ada to pay $16 per ton of mineral ore that passes through the ore terminal and is loaded onto ships. Of that $16, 35 cents would go to an environmental escrow account, which would cover any damage to Skagway's environment caused by mining companies. The proposed lease would limit the amount of ore brought into Skagway by truck to 650,000 tons annually, and from May 1st to October 1st, truck deliveries would be made only during the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. According to Skagway Municipal Code, the lease will require ratification by Skagway voters because lease payments over the entire term of the lease would exceed $250,000. The Assembly voted on the motion after no discussion and passed the ordinance with a 4-2 vote. Assembly members Dave Huns and Mark Schaefer voted no. The second reading of the ordinance will take place during an August 16th Assembly meeting and, if passed, it will be on the October 2nd regularly scheduled election ballot. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
The parent company of Kensington Mine, about 45 miles north of Juneau, is reporting strong second quarter sales and production figures. Coeur d'Alene Mines produced about 4.9 million ounces of silver and more than 63,000 ounces of gold during the three-month period that ended June 30th. That translates to more than $254 million in sales. On a conference call for investors on Tuesday morning, Senior Vice President of Operations Randy Buffington said Kensington Gold production nearly tripled from the first quarter to more than 21,500 ounces. He says recently completed infrastructure improvements at the Burners Bay mine led to a 50% reduction in operating costs to $1,348 per ounce of gold produced.
We remain focused on achieving sustainable production levels at Kensington and expect cash operating costs per ounce to decline further to $900 per gold ounce by the end of the year.
Coeur continues to look for new deposits at Kensington. Miners conducted nearly 15,000 feet of Coeur drilling during the second quarter. Most of it was in an area called Raven, located about 2,000 feet west of the main ore body. Additional exploration drilling took place in an area called Kensington South. The company also conducted a helicopter-borne geophysical survey to identify future drill targets. Officials from 10 federal agencies will meet this week with tribal leaders from northern Southeast Alaska. They will discuss federal housing, nutrition, economic development, utility, and other programs available to tribal governments and nonprofit groups. Department of Agriculture Rural Development spokesman Larry Urich says it's one in a series of regional tribal collaboration gatherings. Thursday's meeting runs from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Juneau's Clinkett and Haida Vocational Training and Resource Center. It's part of an Obama administration directive for agencies to work with Native organizations. The meeting is in person and will not include participants via teleconference. Urich says much of the discussion will be about funding.
Any of the federal partners who are participating in this project, we all have a variety of loan and grant programs, and we all have services that could be of interest to the people who are attending.
Thursday's meeting is for Southeast tribal officials from Sitka or to the north. Southern Southeast had its own meeting in early May in Ketchikan. Other meetings have taken place around the state, and Urich says more are planned. If you live year-round in Haines, you're used to the seasonal visitors or part-time residents, and you probably recognize Chris Nowicki as one of them. He's been visiting each summer for the past 20 years. But not everyone knows that Nowicki, a professor of printmaking at an art and design academy in Poland, comes to Haines for a very specific purpose, to lend his printmaking talent to some of Southeast Alaska's most well-known artists. Nowicki grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and studied at the Toledo Museum of Art, School, and Design. He got his master's degree at the University of Washington. It was there, in Seattle, that he was working at a print shop when he was first introduced to Northwest Coast art.
I didn't really care for it because I didn't understand it. When I started printing for people and started to see what was going on and how complicated it really was and how directly it relates to the culture, then I started to really appreciate it.
In 1993, Lee Heinmiller of Alaskan Indian Arts in Haines called up Nowicki and asked if he'd like to come do some work with artists at AIA.
And I told him no, because I had already planned to move to Poland in a few weeks. And I said, no, there's no way. And he said, well, here's my phone number. If you change your mind, call me. And so I hung up the phone and I thought, wow, what a dope, you know. And then I said, picked it back up again and called him right away and said, okay, but it has to be really quick.
The partnership evolved. Each summer since, Heinmiller has provided studio space for Nowicki in the upper level of the AIA building. Nowicki usually works on 6 to 10 prints each visit. This summer, he's printing designs for renowned Tlingit glass artist Preston Singletary from Seattle, Ali High from Metlakatla, and Jeff Scaffelstand from Hoonah. Many printers often use photographic-type printing methods to make art prints. In Poland, Nowicki teaches and uses a variety of printing methods, including the mezzotint technique, which uses engraved copper or steel plates. But for Northwest Coast art prints, Nowicki uses a difficult screen printing method with stencils cut by hand. He said hand-cut stencils complements the art because many of the artists he works with also use their hands.
And I think that appeals to a lot of artists because a lot of them are carvers, so they use knives all the time and they do everything by hand. And so when I come up here to print, I cut the stencils by hand. Each line has to be cut on two sides and parallel, of course, and it takes a skill to do that that people in print shops usually don't have.
In fact, the tedious stencil cutting is Nowicki's favorite part of the process. He can spend several hours on small two-color designs and up to a few days cutting larger, more complex designs.
Hand-cutting screens it's kind of like a mini Tai Chi because the curves are so beautiful and the way the knife has to move and things, there's a very smooth operation to get the lines to work right and things. So that's my favorite part. Printing I don't really care for, but the cutting the stencils I really like.
Northwest Coast art is particularly challenging because there are no straight lines in the designs. Nowicki said the artists are usually thinking of their designs in three dimensions. Many of the work originated as bowl, panel, bentwood box, or drum designs.
When the artists tell me where the colors go, for instance, and if it's a three-color print, sometimes that's complicated, but they're always explaining it to me in relation to what parts would be carved out and what wouldn't. So even if they're looking at a design that they've done in two dimensions, they're thinking about carving and what carves out and what's left raised up and things like that. That's interesting for me.
But the printing part of the process also has its intricacies, most notably in the colors. Many Northwest Coast designs are printed in black and red, but those can have subtle differences depending on the artist's style and region.
The colors have to be okayed by the artist, and usually a good designer will design in a certain style. So if you design in more of a Haida style, for instance, the red that they use is a little bit more brown than the typical red up here in Haines. And when you go down south to the Seattle area, they use a brighter red, but they also use yellows and oranges because there were plants there that they could make pigments from.
Nowicki will soon head back to Poland to teach and practice his own art and to travel elsewhere. Throughout the years, he's given workshops and curated shows in Sweden, Greece, China, and India. But he says he still enjoys coming to Haines each summer, not just for the art, but also for the experience. While it's technically possible he could print the same designs in his studio in Poland, he said it would be difficult to have the same mindset to create Northwest Coast prints anywhere else than Alaska.
I'm a professor of a studio, plus I work in the exchange department, and I have too many emails every day and all that stuff, and when I come here, I can leave 90% of that behind. And that allows me to really focus on what I'm doing here. And it takes me a while. Like I said, the first time I cut a stencil, I still have all that other baggage in my mind that I have to get rid of, but it's kind of almost a meditational thing. You have to concentrate so much on it that after halfway through the first stencil, I just throw it out, and then I'm in the mood to really cut a stencil.
Nowicki is giving a presentation Thursday at the Haines Library on the technique and history of mezzotint. It begins at 5 p.m. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer in Haines with Jim Devereaux in Skagway. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and Casey Kelly for their help with this report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.